Please hold while we connect your call to extension 0.
Hey, I'm sorry. You disconnected me.
Yeah, it's okay, Ryan. No worries. It happens sometimes, brother. And I know you're using, like, your call services are on your line as well. So no worries, brother. But, yeah, I just wanted to get back with you so we can continue the call.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, please continue.
Okay. So, yeah, what I was saying is right there, I went ahead and sent you out that link, right? Were you able to click on it?
No, that's why, because so this.
Oh,
this
that's
app,
right. I sent it to the 443. Yeah, you're not, it's not going to.
I didn't know it disconnected me. Yeah, you could send it to 240-712-0310.
Okay, 240-712-3410, you said? 3410?
240-712-0310.
Oh, 0310. Oh, 310. I just didn't make it this put into that. This one's going to be headed right over to you. Okay. There you go. And then you let me know when you receive that one. That way we can go through it together.
Sorry, I'm also doing some stuff. All right, there we go. I got it. Click on the link. All right, I'm in the link.
It says take control of your online presence?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to go ahead and scroll down. This is some of our basic information, right? Some of our proven success. We do hold a 4.9 out of 5-star rating when it comes to our client satisfactory, right? So now when you're scrolling down, you're going to see that Google Ads Partner, right? If you click on that, it gives you some information. You'll see the first set of pricing options here. You're going to keep scrolling. Right under that, you're going to see Platinum SEO Packages, which SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. This is going to be your local bundle plus your Facebook. Now, the package that I was able to give you for your new and business discount is going to be the Platinum. That says Most Popular all the way to the right. Now, these are some of the features that it entails, right? Now, if you look at that price point, it does say, you know, $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee. Because you're a new in business, and we talked about lowering that amount that we're going to want to invest so that way we can maximize the return on income, that's why we're able to get that down for you. That's a new in business discount that Local Splash does for new businesses, because we understand we got to get you off the ground if we want to be able to build a relationship and a business partnership that's going to work, right? It's got to make sense and it's got to make dollars. So that's going to be the biggest thing there. Now, touching base on some of these features, obviously Google Places is going to be number one, and that's going to be the voice searches, the desktop searches, the keyword searches. What we do is we're going to run an analytics system, and it's going to tell us which keywords are going to be best used for your industry, right, for electrician. And it's going to be in your area. So right now I can run a scan real quick and we'll do electrician out in Westminster, Maryland. Let's see here. Electrician near me. All right. So that one was searched within 10 to 15 mile radius of Westminster, Maryland, 1,742 times in the past 30 days alone. And that's just that one keyword. So when people are finding and they're searching, they're going to find those first three businesses on the local map section, and they're going to go ahead and choose from there, right? That's pretty much how everybody's shopping today. So that's going to be one of our number one benefits. So that's the first thing. Now, being local, we're also going to make sure that you show up on Bing. So if anybody's using Bing as their home browser, things like that, and they're using that search engine, you're also optimized for Bing, just like Google. Obviously, some people use Google, some people use Bing. So we make sure we cover your bases. Now, your search engine optimization content creation, what that means is when they're hovering over your name, the pictures that they see, the descriptions, you know, websites, all that type of stuff, we go ahead and set all that up for you. So you don't have to worry about that either, right?
All right.
Okay. So now, going on to the next feature, your U.S. client support. So what that means is we have our customer support 24/7 for you guys. There's always somebody on the other end of the line to take your phone call. And me being your representative here for the state, you always have my extension and you're always able to get to me between any of my office hours. And I'm here Monday through Friday all the way till 6 p.m. Right? Now, in this package, you're going to get your Facebook advertising. You're going to get $100 worth of Facebook advertisements that we're going to run, promote, and manage for you on a month-to-month basis. Now, you're going to get all your popular directory submissions that we talked about, Google, Yelp, Bing, Yahoo, and Apple. Apple being one of the biggest ones because we know people with iPhones are going to shop on their iPhone. That's why they have them, because they're smart. You know what I mean? Now, we're going to have your review monitoring. This is a great tool for you as well. The reason being, because with this review monitoring, if for any reason you get a nasty review that has no just to it, they're just trying to damage your business, we monitor these things, and being a Google Premier Partner, we can challenge them and get them removed. And that's going to be one of the best for your business, making sure that nobody can put a black eye on you for no reason. You know what I mean? Because reviews matter. I mean, people really do read them, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So you have your optimized landing page, and on that landing page, that's going to be like your Bing or your website. So if we're going to be building out a website for you, let me see, website. So you already got one. Who built out that website for you?
I did.
Oh, you built it out? Okay. And what site did you use?
Well, we used a couple. I think we might be on Hostinger, or it might be, that might just be the email. I don't know. My dad finds stuff like that and we'll make them, you know?
Yeah, for
but,
sure.
Definitely. We also do it, you know, we also have a Facebook profile, but clearly, you know, I'm not reaching, the people that I need to reach.
Yeah. And that's going to be the biggest thing. So what we do is we do targeting and retargeting with our Facebook ads. So I'm pretty sure if you've ever tried to publish one, you paid for it. As soon as you're ready to pay, it starts asking questions like, what is your goals? Where do you want to target? How do you want to do this, right? So depending on how you option, it's going to depend on who that ad ends up in front of. And that's on the most basic level that, you know, any consumer can go and use, right? Now, what we're doing as a Meta and Google partner is we're going to be able to use advanced techniques and targeting systems where we're setting up the digital fencing on the map, and we're going to be able to retarget customers that are actually looking for your services. So now I'm pretty sure a retargeted ad has happened to you, maybe unconsciously, right? So the way those work is say you've been typing in, you know, a search maybe on your tablet or your iPad. You were talking about something in your car. You guys are going to go get pizza. You open your Facebook, and what's the first thing you see? The ads to those things that you've just been pondering or, you know, thinking about typing in, looking for, right? And these are going to be ads to direct businesses. That's what we're doing for your business. Anybody inside of that geographically fenced area that's been looking into electrician services, that's been talking about it, they type something in on anywhere across the web, they're going to be hit with your ad right in front of their face. And that's what's going to be able to generate the business for us as a separate avenue. And that's retargeting the customer that's already been coming through these avenues, right? So that's also a major benefit for us when we're going with Meta, because you think about the audience of using Facebook versus like Instagram, it's going to be that age demographics, right? So we want to be able, for electrician services, these are going to be homeowners, business owners, you know what I mean? This is going to be your older generation, and that's where we want to target.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely some advantages there, Alan. Now, let me see, with your website, let me ask you another question about it. So you just got it up. So you bought your domain, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you own that domain now. How attached to you, or, well, I'll tell you what, let me see your website. You give me your web address.
GLECmaryland.com.
I like the symbol. I'm a big guy for Greek mythology, so I see that. It entices me.
I like it too. I like it too.
Sure.
It's like,
yeah, so what we can do is, okay, so you got your information here. You take down the contact us.
Yeah, I just got
okay.
a picture of lighting project I did, and like, it's pretty simple. It's pretty bare bones right now. It's just something. So it's, I got something, sort of professional to put out there, but I'm definitely, you know, it's not like I'm 100% attached to it, but right now I'm like, I'm,
okay.
You know,
I'll do
I
you
know,
one
I
better.
I'm open to whatever
okay.
you know you guys are telling me.
Yeah, check it out. I'll do you one better. What I'm gonna do for you, Ryan, is at that same price point that I gave you, I'm gonna leave it there, and we'll build you out a whole new website. Now you'll keep your domain. Your domain's not gonna change. We'll use your domain, so that way, I mean, you already own it. It's yours. It'll stay with you. I mean, the domain will be yours. What we're gonna do is revamp all your content inside that site. We're going to go ahead and obviously put in some new features. If you want maybe e-commerce on the site, things like that, that's going to be a big benefit for us as well. When they're visiting the site, be able to book our business, because honestly, with your presence on Google, when you end up on that first page, you're going to get a lot of people driven to your website. We want to show that presentation. You know what I mean? They want to open it and boom, this is a guy I want to work with. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Presentation is key when people don't know us, right? They don't know us. They're going to know what they see online. They're going to know when they give us a call, and they're going to take it from there, right? So we want to make sure that our presentation is always going to be A1. So I can do that for you, and we'll do it at no extra cost. And that'll be on a monthly basis. We'll include that in there with the $100 worth of Facebook ads. Now, let me see. What else can I do here for you? Obviously, the number one thing we're going to do is make sure your Google account gets unsuspended, because other than that, I mean, we're not going to can't move forward until that's done. You know what I mean? So that's going to be our number one priority. Now, another cool feature of this is going to be your call tracking that you're going to be entitled to. Now, here's the thing. So it comes with a customized tracking and reporting system. Now, what you're able to see with this tracking and reporting system is going to be your keywords. It's called the Google Business Analytics Dashboard. So you're going to be seeing your keywords that you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving on these keywords, and even the location of where the search was performed from, right? So if somebody's driving through your geographical area that we're targeting and they search right there, boom, it's going to show you a search in this neighborhood, yada, yada, that might be an area you want to target, may not, but it's going to give you that insight, right? Now, in addition to this, we're also going to track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. So if you'd like to add any keywords or run any promotions or change any content, you do so with the assistance of your account management team. You reach out to us, we get that all taken care of for you. Make sense?
Yeah. So, all right, let's say I were to say yes. What would be for the initial payment? You guys just want $249, and are you looking for what is the term on the actual like contract? Is it like what does that look like?
That's a good question, Ryan, and I'll tell you what. So the way that works is you're going to pay us $2,500 for a 2-year contract. I'm just joking. That's not how it works. I had to break the ice, man. Our conversation was getting too serious here, brother. Like, I understand it is a big decision for you, right? And I don't want to, you know, downplay, but at the same time, you and I are going to have a lot of conversations with each other going forward. I feel like we're a great fit for you, right? So I needed to break the ice here. So the way it works, Ryan, is definitely we're not a contract service. We offer prepaid for better savings, of course. Like if you want to do 6 months in advance, you'll get a month free, things like that, right? But we're a month-to-month service, and let me explain a little bit as to why. So over the course of 20 years, we realized, guess what? We're dealing with business owners. Every one of our customers is a business owner. You guys are out there every day breaking your backs to make your money to provide for your family, right? You're working hard. So what our customers value is not being locked in on a contract, that month-to-month service where they have the option to come back to us. So inside that 30 days, we're holding ourselves accountable for all the promises we made, and we go ahead and fulfill those. And at the end of the 30 days, our customer comes back to us because they see the value that we've added to them. They see the money they've made, the return on investment, and nobody's going to turn that down, right? I mean, if your phones are ringing, You're making money and you're seeing where they're coming from because we're giving you that dashboard. You know that our services are providing and we're giving them at a very minimal cost compared to an Angie's List. You know what I mean? Where you're on a contract and you're paying $700 and you're sharing leads and you got to share it to a lowball price because they just send it to seven other people, right? And the person with the lowest price is going to win that deal, that contract every single time. So with that being said, this is more exclusive. That's why we don't call everybody. We don't give the option to everybody. Google provides us with the list of the businesses that are recommended. Then it's my job as the director of this area to get in contact. Well, our opener's job to get in contact with you, and it's my job to hold this little interview, get to know you, and make sure we're all the right fit, right? Because we don't want to just put anybody on the first page of Google. If you're going to be getting calls, the last thing we need is Joe to go out there and just knock somebody out, right? Because that's not going to be good for anybody on the first page of Google. So for those reasons, yeah, you know, we do these little things. And I do feel like you are a great fit, Ryan. It is an exclusive spot. Obviously, when you Google something, you have four, maybe five businesses at most on that page, depending on your organics and depending on your, you know, service ad section at the very top, how much space we're going to have. So what we have right now available is this one slot. Okay. Let's see here. Let me see. I'm looking at one more thing. Okay. Yeah, man. So I'm definitely going to be able to. I was looking into that website and I want to make sure that we're going to be able to build you out right. I want to promote your company. I want us to be able to really build this partnership that's going to last because like I said, we are month to month. There is no contract. You know, if you decide that we're not doing what we're supposed to do, I mean, you can't walk. But the time that I've been here, and the guys that I've worked with, we continue to work together. You know what I mean? So it's always a good deal. I feel like we're definitely going to make some traction here and be able to move forward. So, I mean, the last thing that we got to do here, Ryan, is, you know, just get your go ahead. And then what I want to do first, though, is touch on some timelines. So that way you understand when everything's going to go live and how it actually works, right? So you know the features, you know what they're going to do, but when are they going to start working for you, right? I'm pretty sure that's a question you have.
Okay.
Okay, so the way it works is say we strike a deal right now, right? Then first thing we do is I send you out a calendar invite for your client onboarding call. This is a 30 to 45 minute call where we're going to dive into depth about your business. We're going to set up your keywords, your geographically fenced area. We'll go ahead and grab that domain. We'll get started with your, obviously your processing, your websites, all these things, right? So that's that first call. Now we move on to day 5 to 7. Day 5 to 7, your reporting dashboard goes live because your directory submissions are going out. So that's Google, Bing, Yahoo, Facebook, I mean, not Facebook, Apple. All of those are getting submitted. As those get submitted, you get an email that says your directory submission is now live for Yelp. Your directory submission is now live for Google, obviously, you know, for Apple, things like that, right? Now we get to day 7 to 14. So now your website up and running, good to go. And your Facebook ads are now getting pumped out through your business page. So now we're retargeting and targeting those customers within those first 2 weeks. So that's going to get your phone ringing, right? Now day 45 to 60, you're going to see those rankings really start to increase over time. And you're going to find those first page placements on across all directories, right? Your search engines, which is going to be like Bing and Google, Yahoo. That's where we want to be able to find you up front. You're going to be able to ask Alexa, ask Siri in your area and find yourself. And that's going to be a big deal because others are going to find you that don't know you. So that's pretty much our timeline. So really within the first 2 weeks, you're going to see everything going live. And then once we start getting our reviews, we start getting our clicks, we start getting our motion, you're going to start seeing your listings right there on that front page. And that's where we want to be.
So do you guys have a direct line to like Google because you guys deal with them all the time? Because for me, I feel like there's this, when you try to appeal, you know, they make it so there's really no, you got to wait.
There's nobody you can call. Yes.
There's nobody. There is no customer service.
Yep. So the way that works is they have their Google partners that handle that for them, like us, right? So they don't have like a customer service where they call. We're the guys that handle that stuff. So that's really when my phone will, I'll get the calls from business owners. They'll, hey, you know what? My Google business profile is suspended. I've been trying now for 2 months. I keep getting emails back and forth, but it takes so long for the email to come back. And boom, within like 5, 10 days, we got these guys unsuspended. They're up and running. We're pumping out their ads. They're back in business, you know, and that's a big deal.
Now, if it turns out we were in violation of the policy, but we removed it and didn't do that anymore, is, in your experience, is that like, is that okay? Are they cool with that? Or are they like trying to make an example out of you? Or?
Yeah, no, they're not going to ban you or anything like that. They just make sure that the guidelines are followed. So what we do for you is our engineering team, they understand the guidelines. They know what it's going to take. So they're able to expedite that process. They send it over themselves. So whatever starts going on to get in, they're going to add, okay, this is what we need. This one. So we're going to be that middleman for you, if that makes sense, with getting you unsuspended. You know, so we're going to make sure whatever communication needs to happen, we're going to take care of that for you. We'll go ahead and submit. They may ask you for some pictures, for some video, you know, whatever. It's going to be a hand-to-hand process, right? Getting you unsuspended from whatever happened. But once you're unsuspended, we make sure you stay unsuspended because we're constantly monitoring that stuff. We do a clean sweep of the web. That's the very first thing we do, making sure that all across the internet, everything is matching. Hours, operations, phone numbers, you know, all your contacts, you know, your websites, because if any of that's not matching, it could get flagged. And then that's going to be a bad situation for us.
There's a handyman, an unlicensed electrician. He's calling himself Greenlight Electrical. I'm Greenlight Electrical Contractors. This guy does not have a license or a business, but he has like a handyman business. He's been going around doing electrical. And I'm wondering if Google conflated the two or something because we have a similar name. But, hey, the 250, if you guys can help me with that. And then, you know, for me, that's good. And then we can go forward and, all that, you know, sounds good, but I need till tomorrow to think about it. I'm not going to pay for anything right now, but I would like to call you back tomorrow. I want to talk with, you know, my dad about redesigning the website and all that. I like all the things you're saying, and it definitely would make sense for me to do something like that. So, you know, tentatively, yes, but I just, you know, want to think it over. I'll sleep on it tonight.
Okay. No, I hear you. Now, what I'm doing real quick, though, I mean, while we're still working on this, I'm looking for your that Greenlight Electric because, obviously, I mean, we want to make sure that we're soaking up that business, right?
Yeah. So if I type in Greenlight Electrical Contractors, there's a Greenlight Electric from Ohio that comes up. That's not me. And then the first listing under that is Greenlight Electrical Contractors, glecmaryland.com. That one is me. And, I got a review under that too, a couple. But then if you go down, you scroll down, then there's a Greenlight Electrical and Handyman Services, Baltimore, Maryland. That guy is not me. I don't know that dude. And, he's not affiliated with my business either.
So then, and you, okay, you have the LLC.
Apparently, his name is Bryce Green, it says. So, like, his name is Green, Greenlight, I get it. He probably feels, but I, you know, that's my business. So, he doesn't have an LLC with that as his name. I'm trying to, I might try to get him taken. I don't know, I might call the guy and see what he wants to do.
Let's see. I'm researching it right now. Give me a sec. Yeah, so I see what you're talking about here. So where you're going to benefit, honestly, and look, I'll find out right now. Let me do something else. Yeah, you see? None of these guys are optimized. So where you're going to benefit the most, they can have whatever name they want. They're going to be buried.
Yeah.
When you sign up with us, they're going to be buried. Literally. No one's going to be able to find them on the web. Every time that they search green light at all for electricians in Ohio, you're popping up first and foremost.
In Maryland.
Yes, obviously in Maryland. Yes. So we're going to bury them they're not currently subscribed with anybody. And I can tell you that right off the bat because I'm searching for them and they don't got nothing. So you're right. I mean, it looks like they're not investing in their business. And this is honestly how we beat them out. This is honestly how you, like I said, we use the term bury because really a lot of businesses don't realize how buried they are online. They're like, we got a great website. We have a great online presence. You have a great website and that's good. You could have a huge, beautiful billboard with all kinds of lights, but if it's in the middle of the desert, it's not going to help. You understand what I'm saying? So when you build a big, beautiful website, now I'll speak to a business. Oh, I just spent $6,000 on my website. Well, that's great. How many visits have you got? Because unless they know the name of your website or they know you personally, the internet's not going to send them to your website. They're not going to be able to find it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's going to be, right here in this situation, I wouldn't even say call them, buy them out, anything like that. I mean, it may turn into, I've seen it, I've heard about it, you know, shouting matches. Well, this is my name. No, well, I had it first, or you had it first. You know what? Yeah, just bury them. Just say, you know what? I'm going to bury you and good luck. Because honestly, with a company like ours, I mean, bro, we've been in the business 20 years. This is what we do. You know what I mean? If we weren't able to make it happen with no contracts, I wouldn't have a job. That pretty much makes sense, right?
Yeah, I agree. And, I like what you're saying. There's no contract. I mean, the only reason I'm like, I don't know 100% how I feel about redoing the website. That's kind of what I wanted to stop and think about. But if we're just saying, hey, tentatively right now, hey, pay us $250, we'll get going on getting you unjammed right now. And then if that's where we're starting, then that's cool.
Well, that's absolutely where we're starting. So when it comes down to website and all that, that's all going to be like as we further, you know, and like I said, that's an option for you if that's what you want to do. You want to keep your website the way you keep it, we're just going to link it in with everything you got. But if that's something you wanted to do because, you know, you were saying you weren't so attached, I was willing to do it for you. So you can have that conversation, say, hey, they're willing to do this for me, Dad, and it's not going to be an extra dollar. You know, I just got to let Dave know. Well, I mean, that's cool, too. So yeah, man, let me go ahead and get you set up here. And then that way we can get started on your Google business profile. Now what I'm going to want to do, let me look at my calendar because I want to get you scheduled for your onboarding call ASAP, like today, because of the simple fact we want to get you unsuspended as soon as possible. So the sooner we get this ball rolling, the better. Will you be available later this afternoon for about another 45 minute call? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, let me set this one up real quick. So I'm in Texas. You're in Ohio. What time you got right now?
I am in Maryland. I got 2:27.
Okay. So we just 3 hours. So then if I do today at 2, that would be 5 p.m. for you. Does that work?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool. Let's see. One second, I'm just setting up the account real quick. So what we're going to want to do first, let's set up a security question on the account. Now, do you want your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pets, your first pet's name?
We can do mother's maiden name. We could say Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N.
You ever seen Dennis the Menace?
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Wilson, did they call your dad like that?
I was the Dennis the Menace.
You were?
Pretty much.
That is absolutely amazing. That's pretty cool, bro. Yeah, my middle son is my Dennis the Menace, so that's the way it goes, all right? But yeah, when I hear Mr. Wilson, and I had a real good friend named Todd Wilson growing up, and I would always tell his dad when I go, hey, Mr. Wilson, David, get off my front porch with that noise. So let's see here. All right, I got that set up. Okay, now what we want to do first is we do what's called a voice verification, right? Now, since I do have you on the discounted pre-agreement, this is going to be a protection for you because what I do is we go over the price amounts that you're going to be looking at and we send it all to you in writing with your invoice. Sound good?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, so while I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me. Hey, Dave, I don't understand that. Just so I can rephrase it and make sure I clarify. So I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before any types of transactions are processed. Sound good?
Sure.
Okay. So, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Now, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash as an added form of protection for you. Now, please state the name of your business.
Greenlight Electrical Contractors.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Ryan Sherman, owner.
Okay, now are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, right? So to get as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So you'll be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another question. And that's the Wilson question that we just did, right? So now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so calls will come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. Now, keep in mind, we are going to be in touch with you right out the gate a little bit more than you might expect, but because we're going to be working on that Google suspension, and that's going to take a little bit of back and forth between us and you, right? So please save our 877 number. Go ahead.
Those calls from the 877, those will be from you, like your staff, or are they from
That's going to be – no, it's not customer service. That's going to be our actual team that's going to be setting up your account and setting –
okay, great.
Battling the Google business profile suspension, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, those are individual team members. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on March 26, 2025 in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $249. Now, this will be your reoccurring amount. However, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative because we want to make sure it's done correctly for you. And to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So if you give us 3 days in advance before the 26th, so you give us a call like on the 22nd or before, we'll definitely be able to help you out. No issues involved, right? There's no cancellation fees, things like that. So just keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. So, you know, sometimes if you're calling like late at night or our center here is really busy, you may get a representative from another side, right? And if you do, just understand, I mean, it is still us, but we do that so we can have 24/7 customer service, right?
Okay.
So now do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, great.
Go
ahead.
No, nothing. You can continue.
Okay, great. So what's your last name, Ryan? Wilson, right? Oh, no, it's your mom's last name.
Yeah, Sherman, S-H-E-R-M-A-N.
Sherman, okay. We have green light. Yeah, bro, those other green light guys. They don't know what's about to hit them. That's going to be fun. All right. So now I would need the billing address.
All right. 2411. Oh, okay. 2411 Summerfield, all one word, Drive. Okay. That's Finksburg, F-I-N-K-S-B-U-R-G, Maryland. 21048.
21048?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Are we using a Master, Visa, Amex?
All right, it's a Visa.
Okay, what's the number?
4036 2305 0307 0842.
Okay. Expiration month?
08/28.
August 2028. Security code?
724.
Okay, let me make sure I got a good email address on file because I got to send out your calendar invite. Let me get a good email address for you, Ryan.
Sure. We could do info@glecmaryland.com.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and process the payment now at 249. I'm going to get started on our calendar invite. All right, Ryan, I'd be like to be the first one to officially welcome you to the Local Scratch family. Now I'm going to go ahead and set up your client invite right now so that way we can get that call going. Ryan, get the email address, copy paste that. info@glecmaryland.com.
I got that text.
3-579-5001. Just bear with me here real quick while I get this all typed up. All right, so the contact number for later that we're going to call you on is going to be 443-579-5001?
Sure.
Okay.
Now, in the agreement, it says if your customers aren't satisfied with the quality of your work, Google may reimburse your customer. What's up with that? Have you guys ever had that happen?
Yeah, so what that is, that's going to be like your Google verified, Google guarantee businesses. So some of the businesses, whenever you search on Google, you'll see a green check mark, right? And with that green check mark, that means a Google guarantee. So if they have the Google guarantee, that means they've done the application process, they've been approved by Google. So they're actually going to be insured by Google. Now, right now with this plan, that wouldn't pertain to obviously what we're doing. Right now, we didn't apply for the Google guarantee. That was like a $250 application fee, and then you set up like a budget, you know, for how much you're going to be advertising and things. And we do those, and that's something that, you know, usually we grow into, you know, once we start getting the reviews, because it takes so many five-star reviews. You know, there's qualifications to get there.
Okay.
But as we continue to work with you, I mean, that's something we can definitely build towards.
Yeah, I was just curious about it. It's not, I mean, you know, I'm well insured. I just wanted to make sure I'm not, like, signing a contract that binds me to
No,
Google
that's binding
agreement.
You for payments. And, yeah. No,
okay.
That's not.
Yeah, I'm just barely, I'm reading through it, making sure.
Yeah, great. So everything, all the particulars that are going to be involved, we went over in that voice verification. And that's going to be sent over to you in writing with your invoice. Like literally, we're going to mail it out to you. So when we recorded, everything we said is going to be mailed and you keep that on file. Like I said, it's for your protection because you're at 249, no contract, 3 days before, all that good stuff, right?
Okay. And then, with the, So here with like Google Ads or something, it says with the leads and leads created. What's going on with this, the appointments? Are these like services that are offered that we can look at setting up, or is this like, or is that part of the deal?
That's a good question. So yeah, remember, like on that pricing page that I sent you, there's different packages, right? So what you receive is going to outline kind of all the package details. Now the one that you're signed up for is going to. Yes. No, I hear you. That's why. So I'm going to go.
I just want to make sure that it's not like, I'm not like signing up for something where it's like, oh, hey, we're going to be like, monitoring all your, communications or whatever. If that's what we are doing, I just want to be aware.
Yeah, for sure. No, we'll make you aware of everything that's going on right now. We will obviously, for like your Facebook, promoting your Facebook profile, we'll ask for access just so that we can go ahead and share, obviously promote it, put out your flyers, obviously put out your ads, run your ad campaign for you. I mean, obviously we'll need access for that. Monitoring or anything like that, you're going to have your call tracking where you'll be able to see your phone calls come from and things like that. But us listening in or doing it, no, that doesn't happen.
All right. Okay. Dang, I just filled that out.
Your calendar.
Give me 1 minute. So I read through the agreement. I'm trying to, I'm trying to open that up again. So how did I just get to that agreement? Was that from the text message you sent me? Because as soon as I minimized the browser to look at something, and then it like
went away. Yeah, because it is. Yeah, it came from that message exactly. So once we process the payment, you automatically get sent that out.
So do I have to log in? Let's see. Let me see. Because okay, here we go. Okay, I'm sorry, I found it. All right, finish this up.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, the thing is, I'm just trying to find where to click accept now.
There should be a box there with the check mark. Well, did you place the check mark in?
I placed the check mark, but now, there's not like, there's nothing below the signatures. It's not letting me scroll down. It's like, something wrong with it, I think. I might have to do this
get
on
that
computer.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can always get that one emailed out to you. That's not a problem.
Yeah, please. I got a laptop here. I'll handle it on this real quick.
Yeah, for sure. Let me see. Just filling in some information for you real quick. Now, I'll go ahead and send you that one out right now, Ryan, but give me 1 second. Give me like some of the, obviously it's electrical services, but some of the most profitable services that you offer.
So it would be heavy up and panel swap would be number one. So replacing panels, upgrading their amount of power they're bringing into their house. I also like new construction, so additions, things like that. Say they're converting their attic into a bedroom or whatever. So I call that tenant fit out. Those are good. EV chargers are good. And, besides that, I would say those are probably the most profitable. I also do lighting controls, new lighting. So I would say those are probably the most profitable.
Okay. And obviously we'll dive into depth and we'll get more that you'd like to list. You know what I mean? But I want to definitely get some of these main ones on there because what I do is I send this over to our engineering department, and when they get in contact for the client interview, they're already going to have a lot of this information for us, right? And that's going to help us out to speed up that call for you. We don't have you on the phone for long. Now let's see. So you're currently with Angie's List. And honestly, man, I'm real confident this is going to replace your Angie's List. I don't know how long your contract is, but every single customer that I've helped out, they'll end up canceling because they don't
have. Yeah, I just started with them. I just started with them. I signed up for the year, so it's like $5,000-$6,000, and
no,
I'm hoping something comes through to justify that expense, because all it takes is, you know, all right, I get a real good job or two, you know, it's pretty easy to justify the expense over the course of the year. Now, however, with, you know, it's about $500 a month. I've had problems with the leads they're sending me, and I, you know, when I call them up to like address the issues, they basically, I don't know if I'm going to sue them or not. Like, unfortunately, Angie's List is not really holding to their agreement in any way, and they acknowledge that they're not sending me what they told me they would. But they're basically like, oh, well, we gave you an introductory discount, so that makes up for how we're failing you. And, so my experience so far has been a negative experience, but they do send me some leads. So, man, I'm hoping it works out. And I mean, this sounds like a much better, agreement, because that's why I'm so hesitant with these year long agreements, because I just can't, quite frankly, I just can't afford it. But, this, like, that's money well spent. Get me unsuspended off Google. Get me rocking and rolling, man. Like, hey, that's what I actually want. So it's a mutually beneficial thing. If you guys can make it happen, I mean, I love you guys. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, we're going to have some great conversations in the future, because we're definitely going to make it happen. I mean, it's really what we do. And just, I'm going to give you a little bit of, you're not going to have to sue Angie's List, because Ryan, I hate to break it to you, but Angie's List and Home Advisor is actually under a class action lawsuit right now. For the problems that you're currently facing, which is lead generation and fake leads and things like that. You might want to check out the FTC website, and it'll give you some information on there, and, you know, that might help you out a little bit, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'll look into it. I hate being like that, you know. But
yeah, I mean, obviously nobody wants to be like that, but
my mind.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah, at the same time,
but you're right.
We just want to make sure.
You're right. Angie's List is not the best, but what you guys are doing is a little different than them anyway, and it's honestly better. Honestly, like, Google is the main thing. Like, for me, when I need something done, I go on Google, I look it up, and for me to not be able to be on Google right now is the worst thing that could happen to me. So, you guys are...
And everybody searches through Google. I mean, that's literally everybody. So, give me a couple of your target areas, specific target areas, whether it's a city name or even a county or a zip code.
Okay. Carroll County, Maryland, Howard County, Maryland, and Baltimore County, Maryland. Carroll, Howard, Baltimore.
All right. Carroll. We got Arrow, Howard,
Carroll.
Baltimore.
Yeah, Carroll, like Carroll.
Oh, Carroll. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Carroll or Harold?
Carroll, as in cat, like C as in cat. Carroll, County, Maryland.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, Howard. Howard is definitely like a rich area. I like Howard, working in Howard County.
Gotcha. Now let's talk about hours of operation. What do you like to operate? Monday through Friday? You know, you got weekends?
Honestly, 7 days a week. Anytime that the work's coming in, I'll do it. So if we, I would keep it to daytime hours. I would say we could say 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. Is there any days that you want by appointment only, maybe like a Sunday or something like that, or all of them are going to be?
Yeah, we'll do Sunday by appointment only.
Yeah, that one always helps out my business owners, so I like to offer that.
Yeah, thank you for asking. I do that with kids.
Yeah, definitely. We got to make at least one day right for our kids and our family. Obviously, we got to feed them, so that's going to be the other seven. But if we can have Sundays and open that for appointment only, something good that's worth it, well, then okay. Okay. Put that down. All right. So were you able to get that calendar invite?
Oh, let me take a look. didn't get anything yet. Here it did come through. Okay.
Perfect.
The invitation.
Yeah, it should be me, you, and our client onboarding team.
Okay. I hit yes. Let me make sure it went through.
Yep, I just got it.
Cool.
You're confirmed. I'm confirmed. Client interviews, be confirming. Okay, great. So when you're all set up, I guess maybe between now and that call that you're going to have in a few hours, maybe if you want to ask your dad what you're thinking about website design, that'll probably work.
Yeah, let me give him a call, and I'll see what he says. What else? You were saying something else?
No, right now we're just going to – we got a few hours, and then we'll be calling you back in about 3 hours to set up that client interview. So I'll call you first, and then I'll go ahead and I'll pass you over to him. I'll let you know exactly who's going to be doing the interview with you, okay?
Okay. Thanks for calling, man.
Right. Absolutely, Ryan, man. I'm excited to be able to get this going for you. And then I'll be calling you here in a few hours so we can get that taken care of, okay?
All right. Sounds good, David. See you.
All right. See you too, Ryan. Bye-bye.